Buckeye Insurance today. 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, in case you're wondering, the U.S. economy has recovered about two-thirds of its coronavirus losses. Two-thirds! That's how far back we've come. 11,417,000 jobs have been added in just 5 months. 52% of the jobs lost have been recovered. 52%. That's just in 5 months. And I'm just telling you. I'm like Liz. I think the American people are smart enough to figure it out. I pray that they are. Coming up, somebody who was on the stage with the president yesterday in Bullhead City. Yeah. And he's a friend of ours. And he got to hang out with the president. We'll talk with Paul Enos from the Nevada Trucking Association coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Just check the traffic cams at 331 and watch out for a vehicle fire. That's on Interstate 15 southbound at Russell. There's only one lane available there, so you're going to want to stay to the left. Interstate 15 southbound at Russell. Also look for some delays on the 15 south at Craig, north at Cheyenne. Reduced speeds on the 215 Beltway, westbound at the airport connector, eastbound 215 at Las Vegas Boulevard. Some slowing through there. Also, remember the road work on Interstate 15 north at Lamb. They're doing some bridge work there, and you're going to have reduced lanes 24/7 for bridge reconstruction. That's till December.
On the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Boomer Naturals presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. Thursday night football on tap tonight. The Falcons visit the Panthers. Carolina hoping to have Christian McCaffrey back in the lineup. Looking ahead to Sunday's action, the Rams on the road visiting the Dolphins. LA comes in 5-2 overall. They're 2-2 away from home. The Chargers visit the Broncos. Both teams are 2-4. The Chargers 1-2 away from home. The Niners back at it. They're looking to go 4-0 on the road when they visit the Seahawks. The Niners 4-3 overall. Seattle 5-1. But they're a perfect 3-0 at home. Justin Turner and the Dodgers in hot water with Major League Baseball. This after Turner was pulled from LA's World Series clinching game due to a positive COVID-19 test. But afterwards, he returned to the field to celebrate with his teammates. Boomer Naturals, your source for three-layer protective face masks. Breathable protection for adults and kids. Save 20% with promo code SPORTS at BoomerNaturals.com. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio Done Right.
Let the joy begin with this week's sale at JCPenney. Get cozy with up to 50% off select cold weather bedding or your favorite kitchen items from Cuisinart, Wilton, and Instant Pot. Also, get select family outerwear at up to 50% off and save an extra 25% with coupon. Plus, grab our Black Friday prices earlier than ever. Shop the Black Friday kickoff at JCP.com this Sunday. JCPenney. Offers valid 10/29 to 11/5. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or JCP.com for details.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Many voters are getting a mail ballot for this election. When you do, carefully follow the directions to vote and make sure you sign the outside of the envelope here. Then put it in the mail or bring it to a ballot drop-off box. and do this soon so we receive it in time to be counted. For anyone who would rather vote in person, we will have regular polling places open during early voting and on election day. So this election is up to you. Mail it in, drop it off, or go vote in person. It's your choice. Don't lose your voice. Vote. Brought to you by Clark County.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk. More drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. He was on the stage with the president yesterday in Bullhead City, that windy, hot environment there in Bullhead City, and now he joins us here. Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, and I got to tell you, I was surprised. I'm sitting there watching, and they said, now we're going to have some business people that are going to speak. Go ahead. And all of a sudden...
Well, hey, Kevin, I lucked out. I did not have to go to Bullhead City yesterday. I got to do it all at the Trump Hotel.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
In Las Vegas. So it was a really interesting day. So came down the night before and decided to stay at the Trump Hotel, since that's where they were going to have the event. Went over to the Westin first thing in the morning and did a COVID test. And on the way there, I got a call from my daughter, because about a month ago she tested positive for COVID, and I decided I don't want to be a statistic. I did not take the test, but I was down for about 4 days with aches and loss of smell and stomach issues. So I got it. My wife got it. Totally asymptomatic, totally fine. So my daughter calls on the way over there and she goes, hey, Dad, what if you test positive? And it's like, you know, honey, if I test positive, I guess that means you're not going to Disney World.
But, and you tested? You tested?
And tested negative. So
all right.
With that, they put us in a little bubble, you know, kept us together, shuttled us over to the hotel, and we waited. And to be honest with you, wasn't quite exactly sure what how it was going to go, what I was going to do, but just kind of kept going through, you know, all the things that my members have been through in this past year, and just kind of the insanity and the things that the administration has done to help out truck drivers, from suspending those hours of service rules so we could deliver freight, to getting our drivers free PPE in terms of masks for everybody when there was a huge run on those. And then looking at all the other things, from tax reform to hours of service flexibility, you know, all of those things that help my members, their companies, invest in new cleaner trucks, increase the wages of our drivers, those things that have helped our drivers in terms of not having to race to beat the clock and still be able to get home at night. So, you know, those were the things that, you know, were in my mind and was very honored to talk about on the stage with the president yesterday.
Well, I'm sitting there watching this, and by the way, the news media didn't know about this this press event, but it looked nice, you know, with American flags and everything. It looked really cool, and all of a sudden he says, "Well, go ahead, let's hear from some of our business people," and all of a sudden, I'm Paul Enos, Nevada Trucking Association, and I'm going, "Holy Toledo, it's my friend." That is so cool, though. Did you get a chance to actually meet or talk to the president?
So all of my time with the president, you saw there in that clip, whether it was on, you know, Fox News or MSNBC or YouTube. So it was very quick, but even as quick as it was, I will tell you, for a kid from Elko, Nevada, that's still who I am at my core, it was an amazing experience to be there in the same room and, you know, be acknowledged by the leader of the free world, and especially this guy who has done so much for our industry. And, you know, Kevin, something that our association and our industry has been really focused on for a long time, and this is going back to 2012 when we did a rollout, was educating the trucking industry, our drivers, on the signs of human trafficking, how to recognize them, how to report them, and the fact that this president has really done, his administration has done a phenomenal job in combating this issue. I mean, it's crazy to see how many kids have been rescued all across the country from these human trafficking rings, to be able to let the president know that this is something our industry is committed to by training almost a million drivers around the country to recognize those signs and report them, and to thank him and commend him for that success in combating human trafficking. That really meant a lot to me and to a lot of our members who, you know, on a very basic human level, this is an issue that they care about and want to solve.
By the way, did somebody get pictures of you in the press?
So the press got pictures. Of course, I couldn't bring cell phone in, but, you know, there are pictures. I've done the screenshots on the YouTube and,
oh, great,
you know, all that fun stuff. And I mean, every time I see myself on camera, Kevin, I wish I was, you know, taller and thinner.
Oh, don't we all? Don't we all? That is so cool. Let me just ask you, because your members traverse this state every day, every hour of every day, probably. And I'm just curious, what is your sense of what's going on out there?
So, you know, we are seeing some places in the economy pick up, which is a good thing. Or are you talking about what folks are seeing in terms of support and...
I was talking about more about what's going to happen 5 days from now.
Well, from what I hear from my guys, and I will tell you, and guys and ladies, I should say, men and women in our industry, is, you know, it's kind of crazy. We had a pollster the other day for the American Trucking Association who said the support for the president from the trucking industry was upwards of 80, maybe even 85%.
Wow.
So, you know, this is an industry that has supported this president. Why? Well, the president supported us. It was really interesting, Kevin, back in 2015, before President Trump was President Trump, he was just Donald Trump. I got to meet him, and I told him who I worked for and who I represented. And, you know, it was really interesting. At that time, I got to spend about 15 minutes with him, with half a dozen other people, and he got really quiet. And, you know, when somebody talks quiet, they're able to draw you in. And he said, "We're going to do great things for your truckers. Your truckers are going to love me. We are going to fix a lot of their problems. We are going to make this economy run. We are going to keep those truckers moving in this country." And you know what? He's done it in a myriad of ways, whether it's from building the economy to removing some of these burdensome regulations to having his administration repeal some disparate rules where, hey, even if you're following federal law, you may get sued for millions of dollars by the state of California or another jurisdiction that put their own rules in place that are impacting interstate trucking. This administration has really taken an approach, and, you know, I think it has to do with having a business guy there, you know, having somebody who's been in business and who understands what all the crazy machinations of government can do to a business, and having his folks in his administration have that same mindset where they're saying, hey, we care about safety, we care about health, but we also understand there's a balance, and we need to be smart about how we approach these things. You know, we care about all of those things too, Kevin. Unfortunately, some rules and regulations that get implemented in the name of health or the name of safety, they end up having the exact opposite effect. You know, some of these hours of service rules, the half-hour meal and rest break period, we had drivers beating the clock, going faster, so they didn't have to take a second meal and rest break. So during this administration, they give them more flexibility in how they take that. So we don't have them rushing at the end of the day to try to get to the yard so they can get home and spend time with their family. And, you know, ultimately that's what we all want. We want a little more freedom, a little more time to do the things that we want, to be with the people that we love. And this administration, through some of those reforms, have been able to do that. And at the same time, we have seen, and this is what's really neat, we've seen our drivers. So, you know, we're not talking about, you know, I know how Bernie Sanders talks about, same with Joe Biden, it's only the millionaires and the billionaires that are benefiting from tax reform, that are benefiting from Donald Trump's economy. Our drivers, for the first time in over a decade, we have seen double-digit year-over-year wage growth. And that's a pretty phenomenal thing.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
You know, when we took a look at all of the policies, as the board of directors of the Nevada Trucking Association, we're a member-driven organization, we looked at all of these policies and we said, you know what, why wouldn't we endorse this president, endorse what he has done for our industry, for the economy, for the private sector? And, you know, you can go down 100 different rabbit holes on character, on personality, on Twitter. But when you come down to what really impacts our folks on a day-to-day level, and that is public policy, well, we're going to go with the folks that, be it Republican or Democrat, that are supporting those public policies that enhance the ability for our folks to do business, that make them more profitable, that make them safer, and that really build this nation's economy up. Because the reality is, Kevin, and we've seen it, and we're still seeing some of it, when the trucking industry hurts, when different sectors of the economy hurt. I mean, I still have folks down in Las Vegas who aren't doing as well as they were because all of the trade shows, all of the conventions require a tremendous amount of freight coming in there. Those aren't happening today. So that means less work for them here in the Silver State, and they're looking for other places to go. So, you know, we understand we have this health issue out there. Like I said, Kevin, I had it. I've been fortunate to be 100% honest with your listeners out there. I've been sicker from Don Julio in 2020 than I was from COVID.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Paul, we're running short on time, unfortunately. But, hey, thank you so much. It was such a surprise to see you on C-SPAN yesterday here in Vegas. And I got to tell you, it was very impressive. You were very impressive. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. I know we'll talk again soon.
Hey, absolutely, Kevin. Good luck. Godspeed. And, folks, go out there and vote. If you haven't voted yet, I would suggest do it. Do it tonight. Do it tomorrow. I think Election Day, you could be waiting a really long time.
Ain't that the truth? So, hey, Paul, I got to run, man. Thank you so much.
Talk to you later, buddy.
All righty. Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pha 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell him Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pha 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pha87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
Don't start your heating system this winter without a safety and efficiency check by Home Air Conditioning. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com.
Home Air Conditioning. Get a 21-point inspection for just $59.
When it comes to air conditioning, don't let the sharks take advantage of you. Before you call those national chains or commit to an overpriced air conditioner, save money. Call Home Air Conditioning. Get a technician, not a salesman. License number 51994. Call Danny for a price on a new air conditioner at 878-8367. Home Air Conditioning.
Now get a safety check and heating tune-up for just $59.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. The numbers are coming in from the Secretary of State's office. And again, when you see Democrats voting, don't assume they're voting for Biden, because it's probably not happening. The latest numbers that I've got from the Secretary of State's office, and I'll double-check these, 199,000 Republicans have voted early and have submitted their ballots, 128,000 Democrats. So we are out-dueling the Democrats by a rather wide margin. Again, it is still very early in the early voting. We got another day of early voting tomorrow, and then we've got obviously on Tuesday. But this gives me great hope for the state of Nevada, and the fact that the vice president is going to be in Reno coming up tonight. This has the potential to be a huge upset. Because a lot of people just figured, well, this is a Democrat state, it's a blue state, but it's not necessarily so. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 48944-71642.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great to talk about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You got to love it. Numbers are coming in from the Secretary of State's office. They're not votes. They are the number of ballots cast and in what denomination, so to speak. Republicans and Democrats and others. But at least so far, it seems that Democrats are underperforming. It is still very early in the balloting, but we have one more day of... And you can go out and vote right now. If you have not already voted, I urge you to get out and vote. Tomorrow is the last day of early voting, and then it's on to Tuesday. Tuesday, two-hour waits, four-hour waits, five-hour waits. It's entirely possible a lot of people are going to have to, just from a personal stamina standpoint, have to give up. So make sure, please, vote today, vote tomorrow. After tomorrow, you're faced with Election Day. Anything can happen. Your car can break down. You can get sick. God forbid. You get tested positive. You get a positive test for the coronavirus, and you can't go anywhere. If you have not already voted, I urge you to vote. This is not one you can leave to chance. You can't let the other guy do it. You have to do this. You have to. It's the future of our nation and probably the world. We'll talk about that. And a whole lot of other stuff with Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman, candidate for County Commissioner in District C. More violence across the country. What does it all mean? And what should our response to it be? Whether it be Philadelphia or Kenosha or Minneapolis or Seattle or Portland or wherever, or even right here in Las Vegas. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 juries.